everyone. I would like to introduce Michał, Paweł and Igor to talk about Bielik AI, which is like very close to my heart. As you can see, I have the, you know, the badge here that I got from the guys. They are Polish, I'm Polish, and they are talking about the Polish language model, how they trained it and made it possible to run on Raspberry Pi, isn't it?
Yep. Cheers. Hi, everyone. How did the small open data initiative became the national phenomenon in Poland? Well, basically by creating the domestic language model that's already being used by small and large institutions, enterprises and startups all across Poland. So my name is Michael, with me there's Paweł and Igor. We're a small part of the team of the entire Speaklish community who created Bielik AI large language model. And today, guys who are from the technical team, I'm more from the business part of this initiative, will tell you a bit about what's going on with Bielik.
Thank you, Michał. So, let's begin. We will give you a little insight about what's the definition of the open source. Of the open source, what we are creating, also what is open science. And also we will talk about data sets and training and models, but training and models will be something what Paweł will tell us more. So, as you can see, there are only three of us, but we are a part of the bigger initiative, a bigger community. A few weeks ago, we have reached 1,800 users, 1,800 members of our community, and it's pretty heartwarming moment because I remember when I joined this project, I was around 50th or 60th person who was collaborating in this project. But to reach this number, this open source community number, it has some action had to be taken to start it. So there is some kind of pretty interesting situation when after a data science, big data science conference in Poland in the 2022 year, our founder Sebastian Konradzki and our master of data sets of data, Adrian Gwoździej, were talking about the lack of the linguistic corpus, which consisted only of Polish text datasets. Of course, we are living in the big AI LLMs moment, so we had to find good sources of such text datasets. And they managed to do it, to provide such high quality, large language, large datasets. Of course, there were some signs of or critical voices that we won't manage to do it. People were telling us that maybe 100, 200 gigabytes of the text datasets and will be everything. But for this moment, we are about, we have reached the level of 2.8 terabytes of text datasets. It is open source. It is open. Open source, it is source of the data sets in the Polish language texts. We are still providing more data to it. We are collecting data via some web scraping, maybe some also closed sources, but we are collaborating with other, other institutions. But it is for everyone. Everyone can join us to help us to gather the data, and also everyone can download it by using our PyPI package, by using only four free lines of code. Everything is also classified. You will know if it's low data, if it's a category low, high, medium of the quality, if it's medical or, I don't know, from the cooking text. Everything is placed here. We have our dashboard. We are providing information about our data. We are providing also a metadata to inform you what you are dealing with. And everything is for free. It is done by society. And to reach such number, it wasn't an easy task, But I remember also one time when we were about to reach a milestone of 1 terabyte of data. It was about December of 2023. And the case was before it, some folks reached us. They were from the Academic Supercomputer Center from at AGH. They were providing from 1975 computing power and also IT infrastructure for the science, for open projects. And they asked us, do you want to collaborate with us? You've got a data, you have got a specialist, you are building a big community. We have a supercomputing power and let's collaborate. And it was like a Christmas gift which we were dreaming of, because we didn't have a computing data, computing power. We were gathering data and it was our creme de la creme. But with the help of Cyfronet, we can now create large language models, which is our cherry on the top. So we managed to work together with the Cyfronet. And now we became a little Santa's helpers who are giving large language models for the society as open source, and it's always for free. And I will give a voice to Pavel.
Yeah, hi, guys. Well, it was in January last year that they kind of started the computer when they were warming up the where they were warming up the GPUs, they have an opportunity to train the first version. Nothing kind of Red X, everything is kind of fuzzy logic, mostly different models. We do a special training environment preparation, so whole pipeline is kind of repeatable. We can rerun them. The data itself is available to all of you. You can pip install the package, then download, and it's ready for you after a couple of minutes, probably hours. And you can, of course, run the pipeline and try to train it on your own. Of course, it will take some days, and you probably don't have the equipment as we had before the supercomputer center reached us. Eventually, we run a lot of experiments, started to understand that there are issues with new GPUs, because the HPC was using it was one of the first in the world BH200 GPUs, so many of the libraries completely didn't compile at all. So we had to come up with the code, and a lot of things went through. With the model number two, we started to do the synthetic data, get some experience with proper ideas around the synthetic data and how to approach the parameterization, how to get the heuristic around that topic, how to cover most of the things that we understand as viable for the model, because the model itself is we try to cover different use cases and ask business, education people, all the kind of artist movement to give us instructions, give us a clue what you want to have within the model. And of course, there are users of that. Eventually, we also started to find what are the fine-tuning, the second stage, fine-tuning, DPO, a third stage of the training itself. So we are doing pre-training, fine-tuning, and DPO, and eventually instruction model as a point, and alignment as well. For us right now, also evaluation is a key feature. So to ramp up, we had the first model that was 1B trained on single, then version number one with a proper paper. You can go to Archivex and see some information around it. It was based, of course, on Mistral 1.5, but we continue pre-train it for like a number of days, and then model number 1.V2. It was in fact trained on kind of more days, on larger amount of data, around 200 billion documents that we've kind of filtered out. Documents and tokens. So As I told you about evaluation, we prepare our own empty bench, and it's not translated. I discourage you to do translation by Google, and you have to localize it, because the questions are asking, but where you are going for holidays? Hawaii. No, nobody in Poland would go to Hawaii, sorry. No, it was too costly, and it's time to, of course, maybe some people do, but they go for to the seaside, to some koluszki or whatever. And so we prepared our own kind of those specific parts in conjunction with what we know about Polish culture. And of course, for that, we open a Polish LLM leaderboard, where we evaluate all possible models. Within one day, when the model is published, we rerun it, and eventually we are having very good results with model number V2. We do also have scripts and preparation for all the formats that you want to have. We are on Olama, we are on Hugging Face, so you can approach it. We try to be open, so whatever code we are talking about, they are on the GitHub itself, and you can help it. Those are the results of those models that are quantized. They are pretty good. I must say that the model number 8, quantization, which was it? 8 is even further, so it's better than the model without quantization, which surprises us a little bit. Right now we are in progress still, but we are training number model, even smaller model. There's still some the knowledge from bigger models, and also have our own tokenizer that covers some specifics of the Polish language. We already tried out on different devices. So this model runs on Raspberry Pi, runs on Android devices, some other setup boxes. There are numbers of getting started tutorials. So everyone, some help desk guy, administrator of some network of a school, can go there to see how to install and how to use it. That people are doing the workshops on schools and universities to set up the RAG, to set up. Of course, we also show some use cases for local communities or companies, but. We try to give the instruments, and then need to do their own work to get to know what is inside, what is AI, how to use the models, how to run the models, and how to evaluate them. We really want to say thank you to all the guys here is only part of the core team, and also to special thanks for AGC, Krakow Supercomputer Centers center in Poland. So thank you for listening, and if you have questions, then go ahead.